And Susan Jackson has the news.
All of Ireland is now under status red wind warnings because of Storm Éowyn. The latest covering County Donegal came into effect an hour ago. More than 500,000 homes, farms and businesses north and south of the border are without power because of damage caused by hurricane force winds. Jackie Fox reports.
Residents have been urged to stay at home as a red warning for wind is now in place across the entire island of Ireland. The ESB described the number of power outages as unprecedented and widespread and said that there is extensive damage to electricity infrastructure. ESB network teams will start restoring power when it is safe to do so. Tens of thousands of customers are also without electricity in Northern Ireland. Public transport and taxis will not be operating during the red weather warning. All schools are closed. Disruption is also reported at Irish airports. Met Éireann said the strongest gust speed ever recorded in Ireland has been provisionally registered. A gust of 183 kilometres per hour was recorded in Cianwasa in Connemara at 5 o'clock this morning. Storm Éowyn's severe winds have also interrupted data supply at some of Met Éireann's weather stations in the west of the country.
On this programme, senior forecaster at Met Éireann, Gerry Murphy, said winds would strengthen before abating later today.
The wind is swinging into a westerly direction. Parts of Connacht, Galway, Mayo, Sligo, they're going to get more very, very strong winds. I wouldn't imagine that they'll just be record-breaking, but they're still extremely strong. Yeah. And then right the way up through the Midlands, that line from West Clare to Dublin, north of that, the winds are going to increase further over the coming hours.
The emergency services are at the scene of a collision in County Donegal. Garda Superintendent Liam Geraghty said information about the incident was limited at this time.
We are attending a serious road traffic collision on the N14 just north of Lyford. This incident has actually happened through an orange wind warning in the Donegal area, which has now gone to a red wind warning. So again, our appeal to people is the entire country is now covered by a red wind warning and people should shelter in place.
In other news, during the first meeting of the new cabinet last night, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin briefed ministers on the potential impact and preparations for Storm Éowyn. The cabinet also formally ratified the programme for government. Mr Martin is to begin preparations for establishing a new unit on disability that will sit in the department of the Taoiseach. Over the coming days, he'll meet the ministers and secretaries general to outline the priorities for the coming weeks and months. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation, the Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Storm Éowyn will continue to bring mostly gale to storm force southwest to west winds for a time with destructive and damaging gusts. Violent storm force to hurricane force winds will occur for a time in some western coastal parts of Connacht and coastal parts of West and North Ulster. The winds will gradually abate from the south over the course of the day, although it will remain very windy in northern areas until evening time. Highest afternoon temperatures will range from 5 to 8 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest to west winds will reach storm force 10 for a time today on all coastal waters and on the Irish Sea, reaching violent storm force 11 or hurricane force 12 for a time this morning or early afternoon in parts of the west, north and northeast. Storm force winds will become confined to northern sea areas later this afternoon. Southwest to west winds will continue to reach storm force 10 in northern areas until early this evening. Elsewhere, southwest to west winds will decrease.